You're listening to This Week in Geek with Owen Simmons.
That's me. Well, here we are. New year, new podcast. My name is Owen Simmons. Welcome to This Week in Geek, the show for all your geeky news of the week and for, the rest of the year. We got a pretty good show lined up for you. Lots of new stuff coming out this year. I'm going to get into release dates for video games, Star Wars, Marvel, and Disney. We're going to get into a couple of trailers that have come up recently, including The Bad Batch and Deadpool 3. We're going to get into a lot of good headlines. But first, this is actually my first episode of this new podcast, so I want you to get to know me as a host. And the only way I can do that is by telling you how geeky I am. Behind me is a shelf. You can't see it. This is an audio podcast, but it's a shelf covered wall to wall in comic books. I have Gundam models in my room, my dorm room, actually. I'm recording this from my dorm room. I have lots of cool geeky merch, geeky graphic t-shirts that I wear pretty much every day. Currently wearing an AC/DC one. I got an Xbox where I'm plugged into my computer right now. I'm about as geeky as they come, I guess. I've been to my first Comic-Con was when I was 12, and I went to Wizard World. That was a really interesting one. And I actually just recently went to another one a couple weeks ago. And I was inspired to do this podcast by all the geeky stuff I saw there. I should stop saying the word geek, shouldn't I? I say it too much. Anyway, let's get started. My name is Owen Simmons. Let's get into the headlines. Let's do this. First off, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the passing of a legend. Carl Weathers has passed away at the age of 76. That was on, I believe, February 1st that he passed away. And he's been in a lot of cool stuff. You know, he was in The Mandalorian. He was in Predator with Arnold. And, yeah, he was an amazing guy. And my condolences go out to the Weathers family. I would also like to really quick just mention a bit of news. This might be a headline, but I don't see it as any less important than the Carl Weathers news. I mean, honestly, there are levels of importance when it comes to people in Hollywood. But I don't see any reason not to mention these in the same sentence. A crew member has died on the set of Wonder Man. I believe he fell from the scaffolding. So far, no identity has been revealed, and the family has remained private. But my condolences go out to the family of the fallen crew member. But I'm actually really excited to see Wonder Man. Not too familiar with his comic book presence, but I'm excited to see how they're going to incorporate him into the Marvel Universe. All right, let's get into the headlines. Here we go. First off, Samuel L. Jackson causing some chaos. Let's talk about that. Mace Windu has long been dead ever since Revenge of the Sith. We all know that Emperor Palpatine... by the way, this is Star Wars news, in case you were wondering. I'm starting off the podcast strong with Star Wars news. So he fell off the balcony of the Chancellor's office in Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith, and has not been spotted since. There has been speculation to whether he is still alive, and recently we got some news on that. Samuel L. Jackson, the actor who plays Mace Windu himself, recently said in an interview, yes, he is alive. He believes that Mace Windu is alive, and I think this could be great. I think this provides a lot of opportunity for a Mace Windu TV show, possibly a Mace Windu movie. They're probably not going to do that. They're probably going to go down the TV show route. Whether it's going to be like a prequel to that when he was in the Jedi Order, or like I would imagine it's more like a dark, a gritty Coruscant underbelly sort of show, Blade Runner-esque, where he's trying to survive being a, I guess, not disgraced Jedi, but a fallen Jedi at that. We're probably going to see a lot of, dirty underbelly of the underworld of Coruscant. This is all just speculation. I'm not sure whether this is actually going to be, like, a thing that happens, but... Samuel L. Jackson is no stranger to Star Wars, and George Lucas did famously follow his advice. I mean, he gave him the purple lightsaber. As the story goes, Samuel L. Jackson wanted to stand out, and he said, can you give me a purple lightsaber? And George Lucas said, well, you're a big star, and I don't want to deny you that, so sure. And ever since, we've had more than just blue and green lightsabers in the canon Star Wars universe. And so I hope that Disney listens to Samuel L. Jackson and possibly gives him a show. That would be great. That's ideal. And I've always been in the camp of, like, maybe he survived, but I'm not really too sure. Like, he did fall pretty far from the balcony, but he is a highly trained Jedi. So, I mean, he was on the Jedi Council for a reason. So, you know, hopefully he comes back. We shall see. Next up in the news, it is the 25th anniversary this year of The Phantom Menace. And to celebrate, Star Wars is re-releasing it into theaters on May the 3rd. Oh, boy. A lot to talk about here. Phantom Menace, well, yes, it does deserve an anniversary celebration. It's not the best movie. And also, May 3rd. Come on. We need a May 4th release date. Actually, maybe I'm reading that wrong. Is it like that it's released at like midnight on May the 3rd? You got to get the date right. Like, May the 4th is the Star Wars day. And of course, diehard fans will go celebrate it by seeing The Phantom Menace. I'm being sarcastic here. Not to say I don't like the movie personally. I'm just saying it's not a beloved movie. And so I think a lot of fans are disappointed. Like, you could have maybe released, like, The Acolyte or Skeleton Crew on that day. But no, you decided to release The Phantom Menace. I'm not hating. I'm just questioning. The Mandalorian movie, The Mandalorian and Grogu, set for a 2026 release date, we're going to get into that later, is beginning filming in June, and I'm very excited for that. So, yeah, hopefully that turns out well. I think it will. We've had people who are not even Star Wars fans watch The Mandalorian and be completely enthralled by it, so I see no reason why this shouldn't be a huge success. And Disney's probably going to knock it out of the park with this one. I think they've got The Mandalorian sort of down to a science. They know some of that stuff. It did well. I didn't particularly like the ending. Was it season 3? Did they make a season 3? Dude, it's such a fever dream nowadays. They probably made a season 3, I think. And I think it ended on a happy ending, but you could have done so much more with like Grogu and like the cloning side of it. You know, throw something in there for diehard Star Wars fans. I get that it's, you know, something for new Star Wars fans, but you know, you could throw us a bone in there for new Star Wars fans or for existing Star Wars fans. Okay, let's get in to the Star Wars release slate. All right, I've pulled up the schedule, and we're going to get cracking here. Star Wars Skeleton Crew, I am very excited for this project. I'm not sure if it's going to be well-received. I hope it will be. It seems like one of those things that's probably going to be like kind of a side story and not connected to the main canon, but we might get an appearance from, you know, some major characters. If it's set in the kind of Republic era, I hope we get. I'm gonna go off what I'm thinking here. I'm gonna say if we get a Hondo, maybe a Hondo Inaka cameo, that might be nice. It is Skeleton Crew. If you don't know, Skeleton Crew is the new project. They're basically calling it Goonies mixed with Star Wars, and it's gonna be a group of like it's like treasure hunting kids in Star Wars. I'm a huge Goonies fan. I know this sounds really silly, but I'm hoping that it turns out well. As a Goonies fan and as a Star Wars fan, I'm very excited for this project. Apparently, a casting call... Okay, I'm reading the website here. It says a casting notice has called for 4 children around 11 to 12 years old. And Okay, yeah. So it's also saying it's going to be directed by John Watts, which is the same person who I guess directed Spider-Man No Way Home. So that's promising. That's very promising. And I hope that we kind of get a little more insight into the Force. Maybe there's going to be some Jedi on the skeleton crew. We did have that one scene at the end of The Last Jedi where we saw that one janitor kid. Was he a janitor? There was a kid at the end of A Last Jedi who was cleaning stables, like horse stables, and he used the Force to grab a broomstick. And I hope we get to see, because the directors did say that anybody could use the Force. It's just a matter of training. And I hope we get to see some Force users. That might be really cool. We also have The Acolyte. This is basically a Sith series. I've heard rumors that it's going to be sort of like a murder mystery. I'm not sure. I'm not really sure how accurate that is, though. It says it's set during the High Republic era, 200 years before the events of the prequels. And it will take us to a galaxy of shadowy secrets and emergent dark side powers in the final days of the High Republic era. I'm actually reading through the High Republic books right now. I'm reading The Light of the Jedi, and it's a very optimistic era. So to see like a dark side of it, kind of like almost like the Nihil in those books, that's going to be really cool to see. And I don't know if a lot of casual fans know about the High Republic era, so I'm really hopeful that this will be a success. Please be a success. And that's slated for 2024. By the way, I'm using IGN as my source for this. So if you want to look up the IGN article, yeah. The Bad Batch Season 3 comes out in 2024. I believe it's set for, February, which is this month. Pretty close. And it's centered around Clone Force 99, and which are an experimental force of clones. And I heard Star Wars Theory kind of theorize that we're going to be seeing the fate of the clones as a whole, which is going to be amazing for Clone Wars fans to get that closure that we need. Because in the books, I'm pretty sure they sort of close that out for Legends, but we don't have an actual canon ending story for the clones. We did see that one clone in Kenobi, like the homeless clone who was panning for spare change. But we don't know the fate of the clone army as a whole. And we do know that there are stormtroopers who are being trained by Cody and some other clones. So hopefully we get to see that. I would like to see that. It's probably going to be kind of a tearjerker, though. Okay, looks like we're getting a second season of Tales of the Jedi. The series, which last season focused a lot on Ahsoka and Dooku. Not sure what we're going to see this season, but, I'm excited for it. It's hopefully going to have some ties from the Clone Wars to the movies and vice versa. Very excited about that. Star Wars Andor Season 2, 2025, possibly 2024. I enjoyed this series. It wasn't my absolute favorite for season one. I feel like they could have done a better job at keeping their audience engaged. It was a very long-winded story, and they often had long, kind of Shakespearean-esque scenes. I really hope that they, for the second season, can develop it in a way that makes it better. Star Wars Ahsoka Season 2 is in development. Very excited to see that. There is an untitled Taika Waititi Star Wars movie in development. Very excited to see that as well. There's a Dawn of the Jedi movie in development where we're going to hear about the Jedi 25,000 years in the past before the Jedi came to be. And they're making a Mandoverse New Republic movie. Here's the thing. I did see a YouTube comment recently that I want to point out, and I don't know who exactly made it, and I don't really want to go back and look, but I do agree with this comment, so I'm just going to point it out. So if you did make this comment, I'm sorry I didn't shout you out, but maybe if I find it next time, I'll shout you out on episode 2. So when you say the Mandoverse, that really ticks me off, because it's the Star Wars universe. It's not like a separate thing. It's not like we have the Mandoverse and the regular Star Wars universe. No, they're the same thing. The Mandalorian is a big part of Star Wars, and we need to realize that. And he's also connected to the Clone Wars, which the Clone Wars was written long before the Mandoverse was even a thing. Like, we have Ahsoka and Bo-Katan in the Mandoverse, the quote-unquote Mandoverse. So I hope this doesn't become like a trend of calling it the Mandoverse. I hope we just call it the Star Wars universe. We're getting a, looks like, okay. So I guess the Ms. Marvel director is set to make a film for after the Star Wars, after the Rise of Skywalker in the timeline. The website just says New Jedi Order movie in development. So I guess it's going to be a Jedi Order with Rey at the helm. The one problem I have with that, I'm not dissing Rey as a character. I think Rey has potential, and I know that's going to be controversial, but she is not Jedi Master status. She is in training. I would say if Ahsoka is still alive at this point, and obviously Luke isn't, but if Ahsoka's still alive at this point, she should be running the Jedi Order, not Rey. Because Rey is clearly still in training. She does, of course, she had that moment where she's like, oh, and I am all the Jedi. But what does that even mean? I mean, if you have another Jedi, if like another Jedi was there, would they be all the Jedi? Is it because she's Palpatine's daughter? Is that the only reason that she's the most powerful chosen one? It seems a bit far-fetched to me. Anyways, the Mandalorian and Grogu movie, as I mentioned earlier, is in development. They are making a Rogue Squadron movie as well. That's going to be cool. I hope it kind of ties into the Squadrons video game, but no promises. The Mandalorian Season 4 and Book of Boba Fett Season 2, status still unknown. Lando is also unknown, and that is it for the Star Wars release slate. All right, let's continue with the headlines. So as I'm recording this, well, let me adjust the microphone really quick. As I'm recording this, the Super Bowl happened yesterday, and we got a new trailer for... Oh, by the way, I'm moving into Marvel news now. We got a new trailer for Deadpool 3. Well, I guess they're calling it Deadpool and Wolverine now. That's interesting to me. I guess, I guess Wolverine's a big part of it, but they didn't show him in the trailer, except for, like, shadows and stuff, and just kind of him in the background. I guess they're calling it Deadpool and Wolverine, and it's set for July, and I'm blown away. I am very excited for this movie. Being a big Deadpool fan, actually, I have a Deadpool statue where I'm recording this podcast. I have a little Deadpool statue. Another kind of tidbit into how geeky I am, I guess. I'm hoping that this will be kind of the revival and sort of the, I guess not revival, but the... I can't find the word, but what will save... That also sounds wrong. What will kind of help the MCU out? I feel like a lot of people have multiverse fatigue, and we're getting tired of a lot of this like meta sort of stuff. We had it with She-Hulk. The ending there was a little too meta for some people. I liked it, personally. But for some people, it was just a bit on the meta side, and it was a little too much for people. Like, she literally went into the Disney Plus menu and, like, changed it. I think Deadpool is going to be different. We did see in the trailer... Okay, sorry. Spoilers for the trailer. Spoiler warning. In the trailer, we saw the TVA arrest... Or I don't know if it's arresting or if they just kind of took him to the TVA HQ, I don't know what to call it, like the pocket dimension where the TVA is, the TVA-verse, that sounds wrong. We took him there, and we saw, I don't remember what the guy said, but he was like, how would you like to be in a new universe? And he showed him sort of pictures of the Avengers, of Captain America, of the MCU that we know and love. And Deadpool hopefully is going to get transferred into the MCU timeline based on like the images of where he is in the trailer. I would guess he's going to be placed somewhere around Age of Ultron timeline. I could be completely off, or like Age of Ultron timeline wise, like where he's going to be in the time frame, because the TVA can't travel through time, so they can just place him within wherever they want to. And my hope is that they're going to place him in Age of Ultron, sort of like before Civil War, or maybe not my hope, but my theory. And because we did see a sort of snowy area with a lot of trees, and I recognized it as possibly Sokovia. There was a lot of it looked like the lead up to the Hydra Fortress at the beginning of Age of Ultron. Maybe he'll see one of the Avengers and interact with them. Unlikely, but definitely a possibility. We'll see. But I like that they're adding. So what this means for the multiverse is the TVA are going to probably, they're probably going to try to control the MCU. They're going to try to exert their influence on what heroes are in the MCU. And I feel like in their, you know, we did see it, like they care about the MCU more than they care about other universes. It's a possibility. It could be that the MCU is on the sacred timeline, because we did see that they let the Avengers time travel, but then when other people do it, it's not okay. But they let the Avengers time travel, so maybe Deadpool's from a branch timeline, and they just want to, you know, congregate all the best heroes from the branch timelines into the sacred timeline. That would be really cool. So, you know, we could speculate. Let's do that. Yeah. So they're obviously going to do Deadpool and Wolverine. Hopefully, maybe they'll do like Toby and Andrew. I don't know if that's likely, but we could see them making. That's maybe why they might make a return in the next Spider-Man movie. We could see Miles going into that universe. Maybe the TVA will show up in the Spider HQ in like a post-credit scene in Beyond the Spider-Verse. Hopefully, we'll see. You know, I feel like there's a lot of potential. They could recruit Venom. They could bring the Vulture back from the Morbius universe if they're going to do anything with that. That could also be really good in terms of completing promises, because they can just. Like, a lot of these things we've been seeing in post-credit scenes, like Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, or, you know, the Eternals, they could all be solved if, it's kind of a retcon, and I feel like some people might be disappointed by it, but it could all be solved if Marvel literally just said, well, then the TVA comes in and sweeps them up and brings them back to the main universe. I think it's a possibility. Not that I think Marvel will do that, but I think that could kind of start a clean slate. And that's what I'll get to in a minute, is the direction Marvel, or the direction Disney is going with Marvel. They've sort of taken a slightly new approach when it comes to their universe. We'll get to that in a minute. But back to Deadpool. I think this is a possibility. It's a possibility that this could change what it means to be, like what the multiverse means in Marvel. That's just speculation, though. Okay, next headline. Disney Plus Marvel section, the Marvel section of Disney Plus, is getting a new look. So now, if you log into Disney Plus and you go into Marvel, they do have all the movies in release order, in phases, in timeline order. But they've changed. Also, they've added a new section, which is they have the movies in order, and they have the shows in order. So they have the show universe and the movie universe. See, I like that they're trying to make it more accessible and that they're trying to rebrand so that they can maybe save their universe, but I'm not a huge fan of saying the shows don't matter. Are you trying to tell me that Val... that was her name, right? Val from Falcon and the Winter Soldier does not matter because she was in Black Widow. Are you trying to tell me that Kamala Khan does not matter because she was in the Marvels? Maybe they're not saying that. Maybe they're just kind of trying to make it more digestible for people who don't like the shows. I hope they keep going with the shows, though. I really, really like the shows. It gives a feeling of like episodic mystery each week, and they can do things in a show that they can't do in a movie. And if they do it correctly, then they can save their universe. You know, I really hope that they keep making shows. That being said, though, we did get the Disney CEO. He promised. Oh, is it he or she? Hold on, I need to look this up. Give me 1 second. Just got back from looking it up. I believe the Disney CEO is still Bob Iger. I was not aware of that. I thought maybe he had sold Disney or there'd been a CEO change. That's my bad. But yeah, I guess Bob Iger is saying now that he's going, when it comes to Marvel, they will be focusing on quality over quantity. And thank God, because they have been putting out far too much. Okay, I'm going to quote the article here. Far too much volume. I'm reading an article from The Street. They've been putting out a lot of volume and a lot of different projects. And it's becoming too much for people to follow. You know, The Marvels was the lowest grossing movie at the box office on opening weekend for a Marvel movie for a reason. You are putting out too many movies and you're rushing them. The Marvels was rushed. It had a good story and it had good bones, but it wasn't as fleshed out as it could have been. I think the actor for Kamala Khan saved it. You know, I didn't know. I feel like I'm quoting other things that I shouldn't quote. I should do my own thing. I feel like it could have been better than it was, and I feel like quality is going to be what Marvel needs. So what this means is they're going to be putting out fewer movies and if they still do shows, and hopefully fewer TV shows and fewer movies than usual. But they're going to be focusing on the quality of those movies and TV shows. So, overall, this is a positive change, and I hope that they put their money where their mouth is. Alright, let's get into the Disney release slate. Now, to be clear, I am going to be doing Disney movies from 2024. Oh, actually, no, take that back. This website actually does have some stuff from further years. So, you know, there's some exciting stuff on the way. So, I'll be just doing the whole thing. IGN is where I'm getting this all from. Soul is having a re-release. Turning Red is having a re-release in theaters. Luke is having a re-release in theaters. Let's see what else. Inside Out is coming out June 14th, 2024. The Inside Out 2. Very interesting. I am not a huge Inside Out fan. I did like the movie. I'm just not a huge fan. Moana 2, that's going to be cool. Moana is one of my favorite. They put her in the princess slot, but here's the thing. They literally made a point in the movie to say that she's not a princess. And I feel like it's a disservice to her character to put her, like, whenever we see Disney princesses, to put her in the princess slot. She is not, well, she made a point in the movie, well, I don't know if it was Maui or Moana who did it, but to say that she's not a princess. She is more badass than that, I would say. Not the princesses are not badass, but I think she is beyond princess. She's more of an explorer adventurer type. And, you know, I'm not downgrading princesses. I think they're badass in their own way. You know, leading a people takes gusto. So I should probably stop talking before I put my foot in my mouth. But yeah, excited for that release date when it comes to Disney princesses. They're making a Mufasa, like, prequel to The Lion King. And that's going to be really cool. I'm very excited for that. The Lion King is one of my favorite Disney movies. I'm very excited to see the origin story of Mufasa. Should be interesting. They should really move Mufasa with releasing that. See what I did here? See what I did there? Yeah. They're making a Snow White live action. Oh, sorry. Mufasa was December 20th, 2024. So around Christmas time is when that's coming out. The live action remake of Snow White is coming out March 21st, 2025. Elio? I don't know exactly what that is, but it's coming out June 13th, 2025. A Moana live action remake, hopefully with The Rock, is coming out June 27th, 2025. Zootopia 2 is officially set for a release date of November 26th, 2025. They're making another Tron movie in 2025. Frozen 3 is coming out 2026. They're making another Toy Story movie in 2026. They're making a Bambi live action remake, which is just like better animation Bambi, not really live action. Date is to be decided, and they're making a Hercules live action remake, which date is to be decided. All right, let's go back onto the headlines. All right, so this is not officially in the Disney slate because it's not a movie, and I'm actually very hopeful and excited for this. They're making a Disney... Well, I guess, okay, I don't know if it's Disney, but it's Disney has made a stake in Epic Games, about a $1.5 billion Epic Games stake, and they are making a series of games that is going to be attached to the Fortnite universe. We already sort of have this with, like, Rocket Racing and Fortnite Stage, and sort of that sort, like, you know, Lego Fortnite, and they do crossovers all the time, but I think this is going to be different. I'm not sure how, but I'm excited to see what they do with this. You know, Disney can put out good stuff. And Epic Games is at the top of their game right now. You know, Fortnite has taken over the world. So, you know, I'm very hopeful for this. I'm optimistic. All right, here's a new headline. So I try to keep this show focused mostly on Disney, Star Wars, and Marvel, with, you know, some other stuff peppered in here and there, but this is going to be pretty out of left field. I'm a huge WWE fan, and I wanted to talk a little bit about The Rock's return. And yes, if you're not a WWE fan, The Rock is back in WWE. For how long, I can't say, because fans are not really happy with it. At the last... Excuse me, at the last event that he was in, we got a lot of Rocky Sucks chants, a lot of boos. So, to explain sort of what happened here, Cody Rhodes, one of the WWE's biggest stars, won the Royal Rumble, and because of that, he moves on to challenge the champion of his choosing at WrestleMania, which is coming up very soon, very fast. He chose Roman Reigns, who has been the champion for about, I think it's like 1,500 days, which, holy moly. He went up to him and he said, "I would love nothing more than to challenge you and complete my story. However, it won't be me you face at WrestleMania," before calling out The Rock. At the time, or at least the way they packaged this in a segment that they showed on WWE TV, it looked like fans had a very positive reaction to this at the time. However, the next Monday, fans were not happy because we want to see Cody finish his story and he won the Royal Rumble, so he should get to face Roman Reigns. He faced Roman Reigns last year at WrestleMania, but hopefully we can see him win the title. I think he has what it takes to win the title. And it looks like that's what they're pivoting to. It looks like they're trying to get The Rock off TV on WWE. Maybe they'll put him in another match. I don't really know. It's possible. I don't want to make any promises. But, you know, they invited The Rock, and then people just kind of didn't like him, which is really sad. And, you know, I hope that they kind of slot him in for something. Okay. Let's talk about the video games 2024 release slate. Okay. Now, my source for this is Den of Geek, which, by the way, is a great website. You should go check it out. Not sponsored, by the way. Just really love this website for geeky news. Also, check out this podcast as well, anywhere you can get your podcasts. I believe I'm going to post. I'm going to start posting these at the either the start or the end of the week. I'm not exactly sure. My weeks get pretty busy here. I'm going to try to start posting them Saturdays or Sundays so you can either start or end your week off right, and so that I get the most of the week's news. We'll see. But yeah, stay tuned for this podcast. I'm hoping this will be something I continue. Once again, this is This Week in Geek. And here's the Video Games of 2024 release slate. Here we go. Prince of Persia, The Lost Crown is coming out January 18th. I guess it already did. Like a Dragon, Infinite Wealth, which I believe is the Yakuza series. Tekken 8 coming out. Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League, which already came out. Some mixed reviews on that. Helldivers 2 coming out. Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. I guess they're remaking it, which that's kind of cool. Homeworld 3. Dragon's Dogma 2. Princess Peach Showtime, which is going to be on the Switch. It's like a Princess Peach starring in her own game. I've seen trailers for it, and everything kind of looks very like theater-esque, almost like she's on stage. So that should be fun. Fun one to play with the family. Destiny 2, The Final Shape. That might be like an add-on for Destiny 2. Stalker 2, Heart of Chernobyl. Hades 2, Avowed. Little Nightmares 3. Senua's Saga, Hellblade 2. And, oh, of course, Star Wars Outlaws, hopefully 2024, but TBD on the release date. And that was supposed to get released, like, forever ago. The Wolf Among Us 2, and that's it for the video games of 2024. Obviously, there's the popular ones. Like, maybe this website's missing something. Feel free to let me know. We'll probably get an email set up pretty soon here. I'll have to set it up soon. I will announce it next episode, but you can send any questions there. And we will read them out on the podcast, and I will do my best to answer them. Okay. This has been a really good first episode, and I'm really excited to continue. I feel like most of my other podcasts that I've tried to do have been very rigid, but this one feels very comfortable. I think I enjoyed recording this very much. I'm sorry if I sound very nasally, by the way. I have a cold, and I'm recovering from it. But I wanted to get this out as soon as possible at the start of the year. You know, I know it's not January, but February is, you know, older January, I guess. And yeah, I really hope you guys enjoyed. Once again, this is This Week in Geek, and good morning, good evening, and good night, ladies and gentlemen. See you later.